Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, September the 18th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Kavanaugh now expected to meet his accuser at an open hearing of the Senate Judiciary Committee on Monday. Also on the Tuesday rundown, an Albany rally calls for a million solar households and Get Caught Reading, a week-long campaign for readers of all ages. Now our top story, CNBC reports Senate Judiciary Committee will hold a public hearing on September the 24th, that's Monday, at which Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and a woman who alleges that he has sexually assaulted her will have the opportunity to testify under oath about the events in question. CNBC quotes Judiciary Committee Chair Chuck Grassley saying, "Anyone who comes forward, as Dr. Ford has done, deserves to be heard. We will hold a public hearing Monday to give these recent allegations a full hearing." Environmental groups are calling on the state of New York to support a major push for more solar power, including for low-income households. More on the story from Andrea Sears.
The Million Solar Strong campaign is rallying in the state capital today to say rapidly expanding solar power will create thousands of jobs, help low-income families save millions of dollars on their electric bills, and help reach the target set by New York's Clean Energy Standard. According to Aaron Landy with the Alliance for Clean Energy New York, the campaign believes their goal can be achieved in the next 5 years.
Our goal is to get the 1 million households by 2023, and that would really be a huge step towards getting to 50% renewable energy in 2030.
She says there are currently 200,000 solar-powered homes in New York State.
The Million Strong Solar Campaign has created a policy roadmap it says would help reach the goal of a million solar-powered homes by the year 2023. And a group of global leaders, including some Indiana mayors, are launching a new effort in their fight to reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
At a global climate action summit in San Francisco last week, the Climate Mayors Group announced its electric vehicle collaborative, which will provide cities equal access to competitive pricing and charging infrastructure for electric vehicles. Carmel Mayor Jim Brainerd, who spoke at the event, says a move away from carbon-based fuels would have tremendous health impacts by reducing air pollution.
There's so many new cases of asthma and other lung-related diseases. We need to do everything we can to make our air quality as good as possible. We have to focus on a quality of life, and not having a clean environment to live in is going to put us in an economic disadvantage as well.
The Climate Mayors Group includes mayors from Bloomington, Fort Wayne, Gary, South Bend, and West Lafayette, who have pledged to uphold America's commitment to the Paris Climate Agreement. Mary Sherman reporting.
Word now is that Congress may not be able to finish the farm bill by the end of the month when the old one expires. One deadlock is a controversial plan to cut access to SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Food banks estimate the House proposal would mean SNAP would provide 9 billion fewer meals over 10 years. Kate Leone with Feeding America says the House proposal includes more job training and government commodities for pantries, but she says it's not enough.
For every one meal that our network of food banks provides, SNAP provides 12. That gap that will be created is something that we just simply can't make up.
President Donald Trump has tweeted he prefers the work rules. Colorado's community health centers not only provide top-notch care, they also are boosting state and local economies.
A report released today quantifies direct contributions, such as payroll and goods and services purchased from local businesses, as well as the economic ripple effects of those expenditures. Ross Brooks is the CEO of Mountain Family Health Center, serving the I-70 Mountain Corridor and the Roaring Fork Valley.
There are 20 community health centers that serve as the healthcare home for close to 750,000 people. Those community health centers generate $1.2 billion in economic activity every year.
Building and remodeling projects at the health centers attract investment and other businesses to local communities, and the report also found that centers help attract and retain more residents. The centers contributed $177 million in total local, state, and federal tax revenue and brought $114 million in federal grants to Colorado. I'm Eric Galatis.
In 2016, the health centers delivered comprehensive primary care to more than 1 in 8 Coloradans. And finally, Stephanie Carson tells us this week, take a picture of yourself reading. That's the ask for the Tennessee Governor's Books from Birth Foundation.
This week is Tennessee's Imagination Library Week, celebrating a program first piloted by Dolly Parton almost 30 years ago. Now with programs in 49 states and several countries, the campaign to send children from birth to age 5 a new book once a month is changing lives, according to Dean Hoskins with the foundation.
Just by the virtue of having books in the home, children are more likely to succeed, not just as they enter kindergarten, but at third grade reading levels. But also, we have seen that parents do engage around books with their children when they are in the home.
Neighboring North Carolina just confirmed funding for a program modeled after Tennessee. This week, as part of the campaign, the state is encouraging people to take a picture of themselves reading and post it on social media with the hashtag #GetCaughtReading.
More than 1 million children have participated in the program. A state study in 2014 found increased school testing scores for children who received the free books, which are available to all, regardless of income. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for Newsin' and Cruisin' with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.